Hello, loves. All right, y'all. I just got done teaching for 2 hours the free public workshop. And I wrote all of our 2020 Get Your Shit Together workshop that we're doing as a tribe tomorrow night, the juicy stuff. I wrote it yesterday and I was sitting there going, our workshop is going to be so good. I was like, if it's that good, wait till y'all see which one I'm doing. It's going to be amazeballs. So anyway, newbies are coming, just so that everybody knows. They are, it sounds like winter is coming, but yes, newbies are coming. We may even have some newbies on this call. So I'm going to give everybody a minute to get in here and then we will get started with our regular stuff. So this week is a little special. So we, not only do we have newbies, but I start every week off with weekly planning, but this is also monthly assessment day. So I want you guys to like think about the past 30 days and do your monthly assessment. It is all in your planner. But yesterday when I was writing the 2020 workshop for Get Your Shit Together, I had to cut something out. And it literally was breaking my heart because it is such a good worksheet. So I'm going to talk about it and I am going to post it in this call. And we'll post it in the worksheets, but it's a brand new one for you guys. I know we've been giving you guys a lot of new stuff lately, but I can't wait on this one. Essentially, what you're going to do is you are going to take your planner for the last 30 days. So you have your habit tracker, right? So this is what I want everyone to do. I want you to look at your habit tracker for the last month, and I want you to identify the one area that you want to really focus on this month. So if you've noticed that you're not waiting until you're hungry, guess what? This month, I want you to be really doubling down on waiting until you're hungry to start making sure that you eat. If you notice that you're not doing your 24-hour plan consistently, this month, it's like, all right, for this month, it's 30 days of doing the 24-hour plan. There's no beating myself up about it. There's no talking myself out of it. It is a non-negotiable. Everything else is like, do whatever I want, but I will be making a plan for the next 30 days. I think it's really important because when you go to your habit tracker, you need to really orient your brain around, okay, this is what I need to do. Like this one thing. I don't want you like spreading it out and trying to fix all the things. It's like, what is one thing I can really work on and try lots of things and see what works and see what doesn't work over the next 30 days? So you're going to do that. But then you're going to do this extra little worksheet if you want, which I think will be very helpful. This is going to be good for those of you who are still struggling with eating things that you don't necessarily plan for and stuff. I forget what I called it, but it's basically, it's a 30-day food review. It's called the Worth It Sheet. And you're going to go through your planner. And every day, I wish I had my planner up here. It's downstairs where I was doing my morning planning. You're going to highlight with three different colors. There's going to be foods you planned and ate this month. I would probably just do all the foods that you ate. What was worth it? What wasn't worth it? And what is something that you just enjoy? Like, I really enjoy this. So worth it might be like, I had cupcakes at Christmas and you want to highlight that was a worth it. Then you've got some stuff. It's like, it's not worth it. Like you've been, maybe you did some binging this month or you did some overeating this month and you ate like chips. It's like, they're not really worth it, but I ate them because that was the only thing there. You're going to highlight all this stuff. And then you're going to use the worksheet to take like an executive review of understanding what foods that are going on your plan that you like, you want your plan to mirror a lot of foods that you just enjoy. This is to help you see how often you're planning foods that you don't really enjoy or that you're eating things that aren't really worth it, you know, or because like you might have on your plan like broccoli, let's say, and where you don't necessarily write enjoy it, it's worth it. It's worth it because I poop better when I eat it. I feel better when I get in my vegetables and stuff. But you may have some stuff that you're putting on your plan that you just don't care about. So this is going to be a brand new worksheet. We're going to put it out into, if you go to worksheets, it will be up. It'll be up tomorrow on Monday. I will make sure that I'll shoot a little bitty video that will talk about this worksheet so that you guys will know what this is about, and go into it in a little bit more detail. But I really think you guys will like it as a way to look back every 30 days and just kind of give yourself an executive review of what you're seeing on how you're planning your food. Because I know a lot of you, a big stumbling block that you have is you're not following what you think is your realistic plan. And it's because you're not really making a true realistic plan. You're still making your should plans. And then you're having a hard time following your plans because you're not planning them in a way that you look forward to it, that you enjoy it. You know, the way we're going to lose our weight is we're going to lose our weight by liking our process and enjoying our process. All right, let me turn on, let's see. Who today? So let me tell you how this call works, guys. So let me go ahead and end this. So that's weekly planning for this week. I just want you guys, or that's the monthly review. For the weekly planning, what I want you guys thinking about is one simple thing this week. We are going into the new year. I want you to plan the week where you're thinking, what is the easiest and best start I can have to 2020? If I love myself, believe in myself, and know that I'm going to figure this weight loss out, this is the plan that I will do. This is going to make you have to sit there and think about for the week a lot of love, a lot of compassion. Let me tell you what shouldn't be into going into your weekly plan. This is what I should be eating. This is what I have to be eating. This is the only thing that will work. When you finish your weekly plan, I want you to feel like, yeah, I can do this. I want there to be a calm about you. And I want there to be, I just want you to feel like you had your back when you made the plan. I think a lot of you are still making plans, beating yourself up. And you're making plans based on how bad you feel about how you show up for yourself. And I don't want you doing that anymore. I want you learning and practicing how to make your plans from a place of, like, I just deserve better. I deserve to figure this out. 2020 is my year. And that's what this plan this week is going to look like. Okay. Let me stop the recording.